From KXCI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us. I ask them what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Ramsey Martz. Ramsey, welcome.
Hi, Bridget. Thank you for having me today.
So, Ramsey, what do you do at the U of A?
I'm majoring in biochemistry and neuroscience, but my emphasis is for neuroscience, that is in neurobiology. So it's looking at the biology of neurons, looking at genetic principles of them, cell biology, biochemistry at the level of neurons as well. So a lot of the classes that I take really go down to that nitty gritty of looking at the cells.
Does your lab work kind of coincide with your classwork?
The project that I'm personally focusing on, as well as a couple other people in the lab, actually is dealing with coronavirus. And this is a project that we actually picked up very recently too, like this past summer. And I was specifically looking at what are some genetic variations that we see with coronavirus across the globe. Because you might have heard that COVID-19 mutated. I was looking at basically the genetic information of specific proteins in COVID-19 and looking at where do we see differences at these proteins that we're looking at and other key proteins that are involved with transmission to other people, infecting cells, and other stuff like that.
When you mentioned that COVID-19 mutated.
Mutations are actually incredibly common in the world of genetics. Because if you think about it, evolution arises from mutations, basically random changes in our DNA and consequently RNA as well, that we can see on a larger scale. But sometimes with mutations, we happen to change one little thing that can create a big change when we look at the proteins that are being produced. And then as a result, what happens in cells and what happens to tissues, organ systems, and then we look at basically just going, it's like a domino effect from a little change that affects the protein all the way up the whole body. So small mutations actually caused changes in eye color because blue eyes did not exist, I believe, like 10,000 years ago. They only arise fairly recently in the grand scheme of evolution and life on Earth. I was looking at the similarities between the stars' protein sequences and then looking at COVID-19's protein sequences as well. And you do see quite a few similarities. It's great to see the sequence of a protein, but that's just literally a line of letters, which tell us what amino acids are which. But what's more important is actually seeing the 3D structure. And we have a lot of amazing scientists out there that are able to gather information about the 3D structure and then upload it to a public database. So everyone, like anyone really, can access them and then use it for their own research as well.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I'm hoping to do work within like neurology, neuropsychology, neuropsychiatry. My end goal really is to work with people that have developmental disorders that are on the autism spectrum because my mom taught special ed for a while. And I've met her students before that were on the spectrum, and they're honestly just some of the best people in the world. So working with them is a big goal of mine. But in the meantime, I'm probably going to take a gap year just so that I can get ready for medical school. Just make sure that like going down the medical route is something that I really want to do and if it's something that really speaks to me.
That sounds like a solid plan.
Thank you.
Ramsey, do you ever listen to music?
Absolutely. I love music. It's honestly a cornerstone of my life. I've been listening to Young the Giant a lot recently. I love, like, their most recent album, I believe, is Mirror Master. Some of their songs on there are really good. And of course, like, their classics like Cough Syrup or Apartment on one of their first albums, too. It's just a general vibe of, like, calmness that I love to listen to when I drive to campus.
Ramsey, yes. Thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursday.
Of course. No, and thank you so much for having me on, too. This was honestly so much fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.